And this, again, is a crossfire, quite literally, of Hamas's making. The fact that it cynically and monstrously, deliberately, has people, men, women, and children, as human shields, puts its command posts, puts its leadership, puts its fighters, puts its weapons, puts its munitions underneath hospitals or even inside them, schools, mosques, makes this incredibly challenging. But we have to rise to that responsibility. And so we will be talking about concrete steps that can and should be taken to minimize harm to men, women, and children.